Sear on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Major Keene, in his room on the Thames embankment, turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
To get Haiti out of that warehouse loft, I'd staked my last chips and lost. I'd gone through the skylight knowing Demetrius and Yachty Bloom were waiting for me, and I'd sent Tom Cutts to come up to the loft by the trapdoor and take them from behind. But even then, Demetrius had played for safety. He'd posted Yachty on a landing two stories below, and Cutts had walked into him in the dark. They fought to the death. Yachty planted a knife in Cutts' back, but it wasn't enough. Cutts took his grip and hung on like a bulldog. It ended with Yachty lying dead on the landing below. So there we were. Cutts, hanging to the edge of the trapdoor with enough life left to drag himself into the loft, Haiti screaming at Demetrius not to shoot. Demetrius, or Carl Alexis Scammell, standing with his pistol raised, and me, the loser, waiting for the first shot. Picture it, because I have to take you back 15 minutes to the moment when Colonel Fentress and 20 men from Scotland Yard arrived in Shirley Road and began to surround the warehouse. They were taking no chances. They weren't attempting any quixotic rescues. And there were other arrivals at Shirley Road about the same time.
Fred, see who's in that car. Get them out of the way. And tell them to get out of Shirley Road and then cordon off the street. We don't want bystanders when the shooting starts.
Is that Colonel Fentress?
Oh, yes, yes. Who the devil are you chaps?
Peter Ridgway and Digby Mitchell. What dickens is going on?
Demetrius and Yachty Bloom are holed up in that warehouse over there.
Now, that's what the chap told us at the embankment.
Now, you fellows better get out of here.
Not on your life. What do you think we made a beeline from headquarters for? I'm in it to kill, Colonel. Had the luck to turn up at the embankment in time to get the word.
What were you doing there?
Called in to see Keene.
Oh, well, no one's more reason to be in at the end than you, Ridgway. But you'll have to be satisfied with being a spectator.
Fair enough. What's going on exactly? Where is Keene?
You should ask. The lunatic's up there with Demetrius. Right up top in the loft.
Good grief.
We're making no attempt to take them alive. They've Haiti Bergner with them. Keene chose this way to commit suicide. He's trying to get the girl out alive.
Not alone, for the love of Pete.
And Cutts is in there somewhere, too. Only hope he pulls the situation together. But I'm not counting on it.
All the crazy things to do.
We're getting the building surrounded and the street sealed off. There's only this one. It ends down at the docks. And once Frayne gives me the word his men are in position, we're calling on Demetrius to surrender and then going after him.
What's that truck doing down there?
That's a mobile searchlight. We're using it to throw some light into these warehouse windows.
So this is the end of Demetrius.
You don't know yet?
Don't know what, Colonel?
No, of course you couldn't. Just a minute, will you? Just about ready, friend.
Give us another 5 minutes, Colonel.
Right. 5 minutes to go, then over the top, Ridgway.
But what is it I don't know?
We made the final discovery about Demetrius. He's no more Demetrius than you or I, Ridgway.
And who the devil is he?
He's Major Carl Alexis Scammell of British Military Intelligence.
What? Do you mean to say...
We have 5 minutes to go, so I'll tell you about it. Demetrius is Carl Scammell, born in Austria in 1908, educated in Germany, France and England. Something of a mystery man, till he satisfied our chaps in the Middle East in 1942 that he was a man for our intelligence.
How in the name of fortune could he be Demetrius?
Before the war, there was an international criminal called Demetrius. He was mixed up in heaven only knows what. He was the man Paul Bonnet had hunted for years.
I simply don't get it, Colonel.
The real Demetrius vanished in 1942. The last reports of Demetrius came from Ankara. Right. Now, Carl Scammell must have known Demetrius and known what became of him. Scammell was with us all the war years. We know now that he was feeding information to the enemy. Yes, a lot of curious things have been explained in the last 3 or 4 days. Things we couldn't account for while the show was on. But then when Allied military government moved into Berlin, Scammell moved in too. He set up and put into operation his forged papers traffic. But he operated underground as Demetrius, never appearing, only a shadowy figure, spreading the whisper through his closest associates that Demetrius was the man behind the traffic, and that Scammell, the major of intelligence, was only one of the top men in the racket.
This is the most extraordinary thing I've ever heard.
Yes, but hang on a minute. The time came for Scammell to disappear altogether as Scammell and begin his operations in London to get that Gestapo loot. So we handed him a ready-made opportunity when we called Scammell to London to tell us about the Berlin end of the forged papers traffic. There was a German clerk of records in Berlin called Otto Schmidt.
Well, I know about Schmidt. He disappeared without trace.
Well, Schmidt bore Scammell enough of a resemblance to be taken for him. So Scammell killed Schmidt and planted his body under the Augartenstrasse rubble to be taken for his own. And we went for it hook, line, and our impeccable logic, and assumed from the outset that Scammell had been murdered for knowing too much, and an impostor had come to London in his place.
So that's why Henk Kodowski had to go. That photograph would have shown us... Aye, Godfrey.
You see the beauty of Scammell's arrangements? He was Scammell. He travelled on that plane from Berlin as Scammell. If anything had gone wrong, if he'd been recognised as Scammell on the plane or before he boarded it, well, there he was, Scammell as Scammell. At the moment he disappeared at Northolt Aerodrome, we said Scammell had never left Berlin. And ever since we've been chasing a will-o'-the-wisp, digging and delving and getting false descriptions from all over Europe, hunting a man who didn't exist.
There isn't a flaw in it, of any sort at all.
No, there wasn't until a few days ago. There were no pictures of Scammell. He thought of that. And why should we worry what Scammell had looked like? We thought he was dead and buried. We were after Demetrius, the man the police of 6 countries could all tell us something about, the man we were sure was alive and kicking the devil around.
Well, the thing I'd like to know, how did you finally get onto him?
We had an inkling of the truth when we found that Heidi Bergner's movements around Germany tallied with Scammell's. Then we brushed it aside. We said Heidi was working for Demetrius and merely tagging after Scammell to line him up for his murder. But the things Scammell couldn't destroy were documents left in the Berlin records in his own handwriting.
Don't tell me you got hold of a sample of the writing of Demetrius.
Yes. He arranged a booby trap for Gregory Keane designed to blow him to high heaven. But in case it didn't go off, he left a note in the bomb for Keane to read. And that gave him to us signed and sealed.
Of all the fantastic things. Without that note, he might have lived and died here as Demetrius. No one would ever have known.
Ridgway, I think that but for the man's intense hatred of Gregory Keane, he could have escaped us altogether and continued to live as Demetrius.
Instead, he and Keane go down together in the loft of a crumbling warehouse.
Yes, because of Heidi Bergner. Weird business, Ridgway. Ugly business. Scammell's sympathies were German. The worst, the Nazi German. The German of Buchenwald and the gas chambers.
Couldn't be symbolic, could it, Colonel? There he is up there, making his last ditch stand in the ruins, doing his best to drag down as much as he can with him.
Yeah, he's dragged down Gregory Keane. We'll never see Keane alive again, Ridgway. He knew what he was doing. He knew what his chances were. But he had to go in after that girl. I'll never understand it.
I think I can. My sister Margaret does.
All set, sir.
Right, here comes Train. Looks like we're ready to move. Stay with me, Ridgway. You, Mitchell. We'll soon know what happened to Gregory Keane now.
So, one by one the others have gone, Keane, one by one. There were only you and I, and Yachty and Cutts.
Now there are only you and I, Demetrius.
And Heidi.
And Heidi.
Soon there will only be one of us left to take Heidi. Yachty lies dead on the landing below. Cutts hangs there on the trap, dying. In a moment you'll join him, Keane.
Let Heidi go.
Wherever I go, she goes too.
But the building is surrounded. At any moment, they'll be coming here for you. Let Heidi walk out of here.
No, Keane. I stay.
Demetrius. Scammell. Let her walk out of here.
She goes with me. Not even that much will you have her, Keane.
But you're going to your death.
Heidi comes with me.
For the last time. Heidi, look at me. Tell me, I've implored you to tell me. Right at the end. Who are you for?
If I could walk out of here this minute, Keane, I would stay. Here in this dim light, here in this loft. My life must end too, Keen. There's no road back.
There's your answer, Keen. At the end, Hade is mine, as she always has been.
Oh, that light, that dazzling light.
You see, Demetrius, they're here for you. That's a searchlight beam they're using. Aim straight at the attic window.
The better to see you by, Keen. The better to raise this pistol and shoot you by, Keen. You've already had an extra amount of life. When Cutts came up the steps, your existence was about to end, but you two destroyed me between you. It was a moment to be relished just a little longer.
Then relish it and die like a dog yourself. End it now. I know all I want to.
I will have accomplished at least one of my ambitions to see you and Cutts dead before me and before Hade.
Very well. If this is the end, Demetrius, start shooting, because I'm coming right for you now. Open fire, Demetrius. I'm not standing by the wall. I'm coming straight for you.
As you like. Goodbye, Keen. Goodbye.
This is why I stayed, Keen. Close with him. Now!
As the pistol came up and his finger tightened to fire the first bullet through me, Hade sprang between us. At last I had my answer from Hade Bergner. High in the crumbling warehouse in Shirley Road. The scene is printed on my mind forever. It's with me now, as I sit alone in the silent room.
Keen hears the truth from Hade in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.